The next classification of an equation, which is actually technically is so similar to hyperbolic equations, and most that is really not really a in practically a terribly separate case, but if you read any of the books it's viewed as a separate case, it's called a parabolic equation. And in the wave equation we had del squared of psi equals 1 over c squared d of psi d c squared. For the parabolic equation you get instead of d psi squared dt squared you get d psi dt. You just get a single derivative. So that's a so-called diffusion equation, and that describes any diffusive process such as heat transfer. So because of the single derivative that has a very different effect, as you know, because when you have a source of waves, those waves go to infinity with constant amplitude. When you have a parabolic equation, you have a source of heat and then it diffuses away, the amplitude of that heat gets smaller and smaller as you get further and further away from the source. It decays exponentially. So there's a tremendous difference between parabolic and hyperbolic equations.